Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Charlie Fusco. Charlie's not going to be a new friend for long. She's got a lot to teach us. We're gonna get her back. Turns out she does have the come across folks and the goods, and she is the leader over there at the marketing agency called Synergix, Synergix, and she's got a pretty substantial marketing agency there and doing a great job over there. She's an author, speaker, and a member of the Electronic Retail Association and the Direct Response Marketing Alliance. So she's got the goods, folks. And we've been talking about how to make your marketing strategy fit your business model. Charlie, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, as we went to the break, you brought up two topics I want you to cover in this segment: platform and quantum media. Tell us what you mean by platform.
Sure. You know, when you think about your product or your service, you have to think about the voice, right? How do you reach people? How do people know that you're there? And many marketers and small businesses say, well, I'm on television, or I do Facebook, or I run print ads, and they have one or two.
And radio, of course, and radio too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I would say that's a huge love of mine. I've been doing radio since 1995. But so my point is, they think, well, I'm being heard. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. The challenge is, you can have amazing radio spot ads. You can do amazing radio interviews. When people go to their phone or go onto their computer and Google you, your voice is lost because you haven't set up
crickets.
Your platform online.
They go online and they get crickets.
Right. Now, the same thing is, once they go online, what if you pop up right away in search? They go right to your website, but they don't understand what they're seeing and hearing,
right?
Because there's no video, there's no audio, there are words.
Or they go on their phone and there's no mobile site.
There you go. So we talk a lot about, we educate, we work with clients a lot. We say, hey, what's your platform? Because once people find you, what are they hearing? What are they seeing? What are they feeling? And it's no longer good enough to say, well, I have a website and my prices are on there. It's no longer good enough to say, well, I ran a print ad or I'm on the radio and I told people what to hear. It's about who you are as a company and what your products represent. What's the voice of your products? And so that's not a this week plan. That's a year-long, two-year-long plan. What are people hearing? Because more than ever, you mentioned millennials, people want to buy when, where, and how they want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are going to be Amazon customers. They don't care if they saw you on TV and you told them to call an 800 number. They're going to buy on Amazon. Other people will never order online. They want a phone call.
Right,
and some people will watch your ads and listen to your stuff for months, and the only place they will ever buy from you is
so
in
you,
a hard
so you
location.
So you got to make these the people are the profile customer, and the platform is what they want. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So when we talk about platform, we think about thought leadership. What are you saying about your product or service,
mm-hmm.
and how is that differentiated between everyone else out there? Let's say you're selling financial services. You're a real estate broker. Well, you and 1,000 other people in your zip code are a real estate broker. So when people go looking for a real estate broker, are you saying, hi, I sell houses really good? Or are you saying, hey, I put your family in their forever home? And when you talk like that, how are you making that message heard? That
makes
platform
a difference
in every way.
Well,
right?
What we have to remember, and this is something I talk about a lot on the show, Charlie, is we're increasingly living in a digital world,
mm-hmm.
but we're still the same analog beings we've always been.
Yeah.
We have to remember that the people who are demanding and consuming all this digital stuff are in fact, 100% digital, analog. And so that's another thing that I think, to me, that we have to remember. And this is why, Charlie, I think Macy's and Sears is going out of business, and why there's an opportunity for small businesses to fill in that vacuum. What do you think?
You're absolutely correct. We talk a lot about quantum media. And I can put that together in the video. You asked how many employees I have. I have 150 employees right now. The majority of them live in our call center where people call mm-hmm. every day and order products.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I train them, I say, look, why is it that when everyone has a phone in their hand and you can one-click order on Amazon, why would anybody ever stop calling a number to talk to a live agent?
Right.
Nobody wants to do that. Why? Why do we all still have a job? Because they'll call, they'll be on a website, and they'll argue with the live agent about wanting a better experience, a different product price, or they just prefer to order that way because for years, that's how they've done it.
That's right.
Where, you know, a millennial or a younger person might go right online. It also depends on the product. You know, if you're buying an electronic, there's some people that still want to walk into a store and buy it, where other people are like, no, you just go and do it on Amazon and they never call. But when you're buying something about, let's say, health and wellness, you know, a supplement or a life insurance, you want to talk to somebody. And so when we talk about quantum media, we say, look, where can you get your message so that it's no longer, hey, I have a successful radio campaign.
Right.
It's when people turn on the television, they hear the radio, they read a magazine,
right.
they go online, they Google, they're on Facebook, they're hearing and seeing exposure
right.
to your
And that multiple methods of reinforcement is what keeps your brand in their head. Hey, Charlie, I got to wrap it up. Well, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We enjoyed
you
having you here.
High energy.
Yeah, give us that website again quickly, please. Spell it.
Synergex.com.
Thank you. Charlie Fusco, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.